Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shuvah Safsani Beis, and we are starting with a brand new halacha Beis, and in the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's on Nun Alpha Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Misha says, "Haroi the paschama, someone who takes hot bread out of the oven, v'nos al pichavas shel yain shel truma, and he places on top of a barrel of truma wine. So Rav Meir asers the bread to non koyanim, and that's because it's shayev. It draws from the wine, and even though it's only drawing the aroma of the wine, Rav Meir holds recha milsahi, that aroma itself is something we give consideration to, and therefore, since there's truma aroma inside this bread, it's aser to non-kehanim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows it because Rechal lav milsahi. Now Rabbi Yosi Matir b'shal chitin v'aser b'shal sa'irim. Rabbi Yosi allows it if it's wheat bread, but not if it's barley bread. Mnei shasarim shayvais because barley draws from the wine. Now another case that everyone agrees with: Tanur shesika b'kamishal truma, a oven that was heated up with cumin of truma va'afa by hapas and bread was baked in it. Hapas muteres. Everyone agrees that the bread is mutter. She'ein tam kamun el reich kamun because there's no taste of the cumin. There's only aroma of the cumin, and since the cumin is burnt up already and it's not even here, so everyone would agree that there's no issue with this bread. And the Gemara tells Amrav Zeira, Rav Zeira says, Bon Kumi Rabbi Yanai, they asked the following question in front of Rabbi Yanai. Nasal pi magufas chavis mahu. Let's say he took this chulin bread and he put it on top of the cover of the barrel of truma wine. What's the halacha? Do we say that it draws from the truma wine through the cover? Or no, since there's a cover there, it's not drawing from the wine. So Amrav Leini told them, Yagadol of Reyoi, which is a pasuk from Eoif, and for our intents and purposes, we're going to explain this to mean that its friend shall tell about it. Now, Mao Yagadol Vreya, what does that mean? It's French, I'll tell about it. And Amr Rabbi Yosi answers, Kadod Tanin Taman. It's like we learned in a mission over there, Maseches Machshirin. And here we're going to be talking about Hechshir L'Kabel Tumah, as we've already had multiple times previously. That produce can only be susceptible, be Mechshir L'Kabel Tumah, if it gets wet. And so this mission tells us as follows, Chavis Malaya Paris, and Nusun Osech Hamashkin, we have a barrel full of produce, and that barrel was placed inside liquid, meaning it was placed into even a larger barrel of liquid, for example, Aisha Malaya Mashkin, or we have a barrel full of liquid, Nusun Osech Paris, and that barrel of liquid was placed into even a larger barrel of produce. An easy way to imagine this would either be by taking a container, putting an apple in it, closing the container, and putting the container in your bathtub. That would be a chavis of peiros inside a chavis of mashkin. Or the other way around would be as if you have your fruit bowl on the table with a whole bunch of apples and pears. You take a sealed bottle of water and put it inside that fruit bowl. Now the proper girsa is to add in the following words, v'shavu, and these peiros were shayev, they drew some liquid, kol sheshavu, harez b'chiyutan, as long as it drew liquid to itself. So we apply the din of kiyutan, and now it's mokshel kabel tum. And we continue with the Gemara. Come on, that Amar Taman, just like you say over there in that Mishnah, Vushei al Mashkin Nagin Bechavis, it has to be that the liquid is touching the barrel. Vahacha, so to over here, we would say, Vushei Tehe Hayayin Nagas Magufa, that's proper Girsa, the wine itself has to be touching the cover of the barrel. And as long as the wine is touching the cover of the barrel, and the bread is on top of the cover, so the bread is Shayev from the wine, and it's going to be Asr Nan Kaihanim. And again, that would be according to Rav Meir, not Rav Yehuda. And Tani Bezo and Bezo on top of the Gemara continues, Amar Mar Ramana says, Umino, we also learn from there that Kamada just like you said, that it has to be that the liquid is touching the barrel itself. So to over here, the bread has to be touching the lid of the barrel as well. And therefore, in conclusion, it has to be that the wine is touching the top of the barrel and that the bread itself is touching the top of the barrel. And the only thing that's separating the bread and the wine is the cover of the barrel. Then the bread is shayev from the wine. Asking for another question. Does this apply even if the bread is cold? Because if we're learning from that mission over there, the produce is cold, so maybe we could say that even if the bread is cold, it's going to be shayev from the wine. So Amar Rav Rav Bar says, "B'tzaynenes hava avda." There was a story and the bread was cold. The proper gear says to add in the word va'asar, and he asered. So we see that even if the bread is cold, there's a problem. Ask the Gemara about Tanina Chama. Our mission said very clearly, if a person took hot bread out of the oven, mashma, not cold bread. So Rav Chizda answers, the only reason why the mission is saying hot bread is shaloi taimar, so that you shouldn't say, hoyel v'hevel kaivesh ye mutter. Since the hevel, the heat, is kaivesh, it conquers its mutter. The Mishnah is telling us, don't say that. In other words, you might say that since there's heat emanating from the bread, it pushes away the aroma of the wine and it doesn't allow the bread to draw in that aroma. The Mishnah is telling us that no, even though it's hot, it draws in the aroma of the wine and it's usser. But for sure, if it's cold, it would be usser as well. And the Gemara continues, take out the word kama. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish says, Maim oisin peiros, umashkin ein oisin peiros. Only when we're dealing with water do we say that the peiros, the produce, draws the water into themselves and then you're mokshel kabel tumah. If we're talking about other mashkin, other liquids like wine or oil or milk or something like that, then that's not going to be machshir the peiros l'kabel tumah. Ask the Gemara, and here's the proper girsa. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yehuda? Does that mean the Reish Lakish holds a Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda agrees in that Mishnah Machshirin, which is talking about water, that the water is machshir the peiros l'kabel tumah, and Rabbi Yehuda argues the Rav Meir in our Mishnah when we're talking about other mashkin, namely wine, that the bread is not machshir l'kabel tumah. So does that mean the Reish Lakish holds a Rabbi Yehuda? So when it clarifies El Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, this is what Reish Lakish is really saying. Maim oisin peiros ve'enon chaserin. That's a proper girsa. Water is going to make peiros, meaning it's going to be machshir peiros lekabel toma. And that's even if enon chaserin, the water itself isn't depleted at all. Meaning you measure the water and you see that no water actually left the barrel. It didn't leave the kli, but still the peiros are wet. And we're going to say that somehow the peiros drew water from the kli. And again, that's even though there's not actually any water missing from the kli. However, umashkenaisin peiros ve'chaserin. That's a proper girsa. Other liquids, for example, wine, are only going to be machshir peiros lekabel toma if it's chaser, meaning if we measure the wine and we see that clearly there's less wine in here than before. But if we're not able to determine that there's less wine in here than before, then the wine or the other liquids are not machshir the peiros lekabel toma. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, ain mashkenos and peiros kol ikur, that other liquids besides water are not going to be machshir the peiros lekabel toma at all, again, when we're dealing with this case of the peiros inside the barrel and the water outside the barrel, or vice versa. As the Gemara, Mada Amar Rabbi Yechanan, is this what Rabbi Yechanan was saying? That when we went to Rabbi Shaya Rabba to Kesaria to learn Torah from him, we used to place our rolls on top of these jugs of Murius, which is fish brine, on top, and we tasted the fish brine in our rolls, like Rabbi Yehuda. Are you saying that Rabbi Yechanan is saying not like Rabbi Yehuda? Because we clearly see that the bread on top of these barrels is shayiv. It does draw, even though we're talking about other liquids, namely fish brine. So our answer is no. Mahalimin hayu. The fish brine itself was very salty, and it was so charif, it was so strong and sharp, that's why the bread was able to draw flavor from the fish brine. But in a standard case of regular mashkin, it wouldn't necessarily be able to draw it. So now the Gemara just asks on this case that we mentioned, vein asr mishum gezel baal bayis? Isn't this asr because they're stealing from the baal bayis? If they place their rolls on top of these jugs of fish brine, and the rolls are drawing flavor from it, it's very possible that they're taking some of the actual fish brine, and that's stealing from the baal bayis. So the Gemara answers, no, netlan hayu rishusa shabaal bayis. They got rishus, they got permission from the baal bayis to put their rolls there, so it's not stealing from him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.